Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle here, talking some Penn State football, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We've talked about running backs quite often all offseason, and even this week in our earlier edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to keep doing that. A position preview, that's the next stage of our series, is going to look at the running backs, what we think is going to unfold in 2019. We'll get that in just a moment. It also felt like a good time as we approach, I guess, around the midway point of camp, just assessing what we've learned so far, what the storylines to have come out of camp so far are. We'll do that on the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. Greg will share what the most relevant developments have been. Not much in the way of groundbreaking developments, but just the way of looking at things and some of the things that coaches have said so far through camp. We'll round things out with Ask Greg. These are your Penn State football and recruiting questions. That segment brought to you by TailgateWine.com. So let's get into the running backs. I know we've discussed this quite a bit, but I wanted to, you know, as we are making our way through camp, I think just first and foremost, looking at that competition, looking at that depth chart, have your feelings changed as far as how you think Penn State will deploy just its number one running back? Let's just assume that it's going to be Ricky Slade.
Yeah.
I know that maybe that assumption is no good, but we got to assume somebody for the sake of this exercise. Let's say Ricky Slade is the number one running back. How much work do you think he's going to get? Have your opinions changed at all about how you think James Franklin and Ricky Ronnie are going to manage this group?
No. Well, maybe a little bit, because originally I was thinking it would be 60-30-10. So in this case, 60% of the snaps for Ricky Slade.
Now you think it's 10-10, 10-10, 10-10, 10-10, 10-10.
More or less. No, I'd say it's probably 60-20, 10-10 in this case. And that we're talking just the Idaho game. So, and obviously the Idaho game may not be, considering Penn State's, what, a 43.5 point favorite. I mean, that one should get out of hand pretty quickly, and it might skew the ratio, if you will. But yeah. In a general sense, I think they want to get, you know, Ricky Slade 6 out of the first 10 handoffs, if not more, and then mix those guys in throughout the game. Obviously, you don't want to put too much of what they can do on tape against Idaho, because you don't need to. So it'll be pretty bland and pretty straightforward, I would assume. But yeah, I mean, I think you have to get your guy in a rhythm. And if Ricky Slade is indeed the guy, then he needs to be out there for a majority of the snaps. You know, we've heard maybe not so much from James Franklin and Charles Huff and now Jaywon Sider, but Bill O'Brien was a big believer in riding the hot hand and picking the hot hand and sticking with that guy in a game as opposed to having one starting running back. And sometimes that worked out, sometimes it didn't. Mostly that was because they didn't have one guy who was probably good enough to be a surefire starter. They needed some other guys to fill in the gaps. But, you know, I think that it's easier said than done to try and rotate, you know, a fair amount of snaps through four guys, which looks like Penn State's going to have four guys who can play.
Well, I don't think this is anything new, and it's nothing new coming from me, but I do feel like that's an opportunity for Ricky Ronnie. That's an opportunity for Jaywon Sider. It's also, you know, a responsibility to be able to use all these guys appropriately. And so that's one of the big themes going into 2019 is how they manage to do that. Do you have two running back sets? Do you have, you know, more niche roles for certain players in the backfield? Yeah, but as we're going through it, so Journey Brown was a spring sensation. I think his situation needs to be mentioned because that impacts how we think the early flow of touches is going to go. So he's just a spring sensation. I think they're still saying good things about him, but he serves a suspension and is away from the team all through the summer until camp begins. What does that do for his role in the backfield? Does that open a door crack for either Noah Kane or Devin Ford? Or is this just going to kind of come down to who shows out at camp?
Right. I mean, I think that the tough part about camp is, especially as it relates to some of these guys, is that they're not going to get a ton of reps. You know, James Franklin, you heard him say before that, you know, before Sunday night scrimmage at Beaver Stadium, they had like what, 15 minutes of live work total over the course of like 8 practices. So, and some of these, so the way they do live stuff is sometimes it's they're going to say, we're going to do 20 live plays, okay? And the plan to do 20, but it's all based on 3 and out. So if you have a 15 play drive, and granted, they usually start it. The practice fields are a little bit shorter, and they usually start, you know, so it's tough to have like a 10 or 15 play drive in one series. And more often than not, the defense is a little bit ahead of the offense, which leads to some sacks and incompletions and stuff like that. But what I'm getting at here is you may budget for 20 plays, but if your offense goes 3 and out, you know, 5 times, that's 15. And if the clock runs out for that period before you get to those next 5 plays, they don't add, you don't change the practice because of the 3 and outs. Just like, you know, they don't add it, the end of that 20 minutes come, or the end of those, however many plays they budget for, comes before the clock's done. You know, they're probably not, they might do some field goal work. They're probably not going to add extra plays in there. So what I'm trying to get at here is, the opportunity for guys like Noah Kane, Devin Ford, and even Journey Brown to an extent to get a lot of live work is tough because it can be completely dependent upon the way the flow of the live period goes. So when you talk about what these guys can show in camp and how they can take the next step, yeah, there's things like the Lions Den, which is basically an Oklahoma drill. Yeah, there's things 7-on-7 and some stuff on air and individual drills where guys can earn themselves more rep. But when you talk about those crucial live periods where so much of the evaluation really happens, it can when you get an answer, and then it turns out you don't get much of a chance at all.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. You're getting a chance right now to hear us talk about Penn State's running back situation. It's part of our position preview series that we've been running, and we'll run it the whole way up through game week, Idaho, which is coming very, very soon.
I can't believe 31st coming.
Yeah, well, we spend a good deal of the offseason really looking forward to this point. And then once it gets to the point where camp opens, things just go flying by and you're able to, you know, you're not looking forward to the season for long at this point. Mm-hmm. Segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where as they're kicking off from Beaver Stadium against Idaho, they're going down through Penn State's home schedule. You got to keep GoPSURV.com in mind for your stay in Happy Valley if you're looking for the ultimate tailgating experience. Really, it's 48 hours of tailgating is what it comes down to. They've got a lot with RVs that you can rent. It's staying in Happy Valley with a little bit of personality as well. You get a shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium, so you don't have to worry about any part of that. All you got to do is show up, you tailgate, you go to the game, you tailgate some more. They have a huge TV in the parking lot, so you can catch up on all the other games, whether that's Friday, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, whatever game time for Penn State. A little bit of time left if you're looking for the deal. We mentioned it a few times so far. 409 Tailgate Club will give a free barbecue meal to anybody in your crew for anybody if you rent through August 15th. So time's starting to run out. You better go check out GoPSURV.com right now if you want to get in on that, and I suggest that you do. Looking back at the running backs now, and I can't help but ask this. I know we have different opinions as far as you know, whether Journey Brown's the guy, whether Ricky Slade's the guy. I'm still working off the assumption that Ricky Slade's the guy. I'm also kind of thinking, you know, there's this built-in expectation that automatically Ricky Slade's not going to be as good as Miles Sanders. And part of that is, you know, Miles Sanders was so good, and you see what he's doing with the Eagles right now in the early part of training camp for them. So that's fair. But Ricky Slade is also a former five-star. And I don't think we can assume anything about anybody, including the fact that Ricky Slade might be so good that this whole timeshare talk is going to be a thing of the past pretty early in the year.
Yeah, I mean, and because the timeshare thing's even a fascinating conversation to have, because what happens if Dustin, it's probably crazy, but let's say the first play from scrimmage against Idaho, Ricky Slade takes, and let's assume it's a touchback, so they get it to 25. Let's assume he takes off for a 50-yard run, okay? And then let's assume he scores on that drive. And then let's assume
we're making so many assumptions.
Well,
on this,
I mean,
on this
the whole conversation is a hypothetical because we've never seen this before, really, in the James Franklin era. I mean, yeah, I guess a little bit in 14. But 15, 16, and 17 was the Saquon Barkley show. And 2018 was Miles Sanders had to tap his helmet to come off his field, to come off the field. And it was almost like at times he didn't know where his helmet was. That's how little he reached up to take himself out of the game. So this is uncharted territory in a way, because they have four guys that they've recruited. And here's the other thing you got to keep in mind, Dustin. If you can't find a way to make at least three of these guys, contributors this year, how's that going to hurt you in recruiting down the road? Because there's going to be kids that say, well, hold on, wait a second. Yeah, you recruited all these big name guys, but look how long they had to wait for their time to shine. And that can be a problem for a lot of guys. So I think that's something to watch too.
Well, if you look at the model, right, the model of Georgia, let's say, of Alabama, where you do have a primary, but other guys definitely get their moments. And it's, you know, you talk about the snap distribution from a season long perspective, and that very well could be how it all sorts out in the end. But it's going to be interesting to follow these moments. So let's just say that Devin Ford plays against Buffalo and he rushes, you know, eight times for 125 yards and scores a couple touchdowns. Like, that moment is going to shift perception. I don't even know if it's just on the outside, on the inside too, on the coaching staff. Those types of moments can shift perceptions. And I know, you know, when the dust all settles, you could have a pretty clean snap breakdown, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a winding road to try to figure out what exactly is going on with this depth chart. And there's going to be opportunities there. If you take that chance, whatever chance you get early, especially if you're a guy like Devin Ford, take that chance early and you absolutely make the most of it, then opinions can change. And I think opinions are going to change as the year goes on at the running back spot. And, you know, we can sit here and make assumptions all day, but we don't really know how any of this is going to unfold. It's a good situation for Penn State, but it's a tricky one at the same time.
I think the one thing we can agree on is that whatever happens the first three games of the season in terms of snaps and rotation and things like that, it could be completely opposite by the time Rutgers comes to town in November. You know, I just think that the way they start this season is going to probably be with the experienced guys, Ricky Slade and Journey Brown, who have been there and done it before. Ricky Slade, of course, much more than Journey Brown. But I think by the end of the season, you could easily see Noah Cain, Devin Ford, or maybe both of them jump over one or both of those guys on the depth chart. So I think if we don't know a lot about how this rotation is going to go, I think we know that there's a chance that one of these young guys, and maybe both of them, could find themselves in a much bigger role in November than what they had at the start of September.
It's going to be performance related. There's going to be competition from, you know, week one through week 12. You better bring it. Injuries are going to be part of the game, so that's going to obviously change this conversation too. Penn State, really an embarrassment of riches there at that running back position. It gets even better now because Kazai Holmes set to arrive in 2020. All right, we're going to move on here. We're going to take a midway through training camp look at the offense, what we've learned so far, what the storylines are. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.